It is one of those better-to-be-dead-than-alive days you get in the north of England in February. The space between the land and sky a mere letterbox of squeezed light, the sky itself unfathomably banal. A stage unsuited to tragedy, even here where the dead lie quietly. There are two men in the cemetery, occupied in duties of the heart. They don't look up. In these parts, you must wage war against the weather if you don't want fast to claim you. Signs of just such a struggle are etched on the face of the first of the mourners, a man of middle age and uncertain bearing, who sometimes walks with his head held arrogantly high, and at others stoops as though hoping not to be seen. His mouth, too, is twitchy and misleading, his lips one moment twisted into a sneer, the next fallen softly open, as vulnerable to bruising as summer fruit. He is Simon Strulevich, a rich, furious, easily hurt philanthropist with on-again, off-again enthusiasms, a distinguished collection of 20th-century Anglo-Jewish art and old Bibles, a passion for Shakespeare, whose genius and swashbuckling Sephardi looks he once thought could only be explained by the playwright's ancestors having changed their name from Shapiro, but now he isn't sure. Honorary doctorates from universities in London, Manchester, and Tel Aviv. The one from Tel Aviv is something else he isn't sure about. And a daughter going off the rails. He is here to inspect the stone that has recently been erected at the head of his mother's grave, now that the 12 months of mourning for her has elapsed. He hasn't mourned her conscientiously during that period. Too busy buying and lending art, too busy with his foundations and endowments, or benefacting, as his mother called it, with a mixture of pride and concern. She didn't want him killing himself giving money away. Too busy settling scores in his head, too busy with his daughter. But he intends to make amends. There is always time to be a better son. Or a better father. Could it be that it's his daughter he's really getting ready to mourn? These things run in families. His father had briefly mourned him. You are dead to me. And why? Because of his bride's religion. Yet his father wasn't in the slightest bit religious. Better you are dead at my feet. Would that really have been better? We can't get enough of dying, he thinks, shuffling between the unheralded headstones. We. An idea of belonging to which he sometimes subscribes and sometimes doesn't. We arrive, lucky to be alive, carrying our belongings on a stick and immediately look for somewhere to bury the children who betray us. Perhaps because of all the anger that precedes all the burying, the place lacks the consolation of beauty. In his student days, when there was no word we in his vocabulary, Strulevich wrote a paper on Stanley Spencer's The Resurrection, Cookham, admiring the tumult of Spencer's graves, bulging with eager life, the dead in a hurry for what comes next. But this isn't a country churchyard in Berkshire. This is a cemetery of the Messiahless in Gatley, South Manchester, where there is no next. It all finishes here.